Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Ryan Burrow from WGN Radio reports for ABC News 2. You hear him across the country, and he is where now? Ryan, where are you?
I am in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'm actually outside of a gas station right now. Now, this gas station is open. The store itself is open, but they're out of 87 leaded gasoline. And if you go up and down this highway right here, it's pretty much hit and miss with the gas stations. You've got some gas stations that are completely shut down. The pumps aren't working. You've got some gas stations that are without gas or missing gas supplies. And then you've got stations that are fully open right now. And I don't know how long they'll remain open. The thing about gas stations is they do require power. So if the power does go out, it's going to take a little bit of time once that power is restored for them to kind of get supplies back up and going again. I'm also watching two guys at an Army surplus store as they drill holes and board up the doors. And I walked up to them and I asked them, is that to protect against, the wind? Is it to protect against the rainwater as it comes in? And they said, no, it's to protect against looters.
Yeah.
So that's their big concern is you don't pay attention to it for a little while, and all of a sudden, there's an opportunity for someone to take advantage.
Ryan, what are the current conditions where you are right now?
Getting a little sprinkle. If this was in Chicago, you wouldn't think much of it. It's a little breezy outside. Nothing to write home about at this point, but this is the first time we've seen clouds in the last few days, and obviously this is the beginning of what's going to be a pretty big storm in the coming probably 24, 48 hours or so.
Yeah, it's amazing that it can be like that, and yet we know what's coming. And yet I've also been watching online cameras in Kitty Hawk, South Carolina, and the Outer Banks, and there they've got a lot of waves and a lot of wind, and that may not be a hurricane, but it is very stormy in some of the coastal cities.
Well, this is unfortunately when you get some of those goofballs out and grab their surfboards, right? You say, here, this is the awesome time to be out and about. And, it's unfortunately, you don't want the Coast Guard to come out and tap you on the shoulder and say, get out of the water. But that tends to happen at this time of the hurricane.
Yeah, well, there's a part of me that feels like if you want to go surfing and thin the gene pool, you can. But it would be a shame to see resources diverted to you or somebody injure themselves trying to rescue you from your own stupidity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can tell you the resources are stacking up here in Fayetteville. I mean, we're about 90 miles out from Wilmington, where the storm is essentially supposed to breach America's shores. It's an area where a lot of these utility vehicles, power companies are starting to set up, and they're starting to be prepared because they know once this storm comes through, a lot of power is going to be out, and they're going to have to resupply that. We've heard as many as 3 million people could be out of power when all is said and done. So they've got 40,000 personnel on the ground right now, most of them from out of the area, to be prepared. In fact, at the hotel I was staying at, there were about 40 of these utility vehicles, all with Florida plates, and they were getting served lunch, so they're just waiting for their orders. They're going to wait out the storm, and then as soon as they get the thumbs up, they're heading out to wherever they need to go.
Well, maybe I have had just as much opportunity to follow the weather as you. I mean, you're driving around, but we're all dialing in. And my understanding is it's a strong Category 2 now. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, this thing is kind of falling apart, which, when you initially hear that, you think, oh, that's good news. But actually, no. You almost kind of want at least some kind of organization when it hits landfall, because then it just kind of blows up and spills out. And unfortunately, it continues to pick up water and rain. And, some of these models have up to 40 inches of rain falling along the coast of the Carolinas. I mean, that's incredible. It's catastrophic. And the winds, because they're so disorganized, now stretching out even further, some of these bands of, 60, 70 mile an hour winds. So it's not necessarily good news that this is being downgraded just prior to hitting America's shores. In fact, what sounds like it's going to happen is this thing's going to fall out and just remain there for, who knows, maybe 12, 18 hours before actually coming to shore.
Well, I saw a headline this morning, and again, between when sometimes headlines are published and then when we talk about it, things have changed, but They said that North Carolina, South Carolina, maybe where you are, but you're going to get 8 months of rain in the, you know, in 3 days. 8 months of rain in 72 hours, something like that. I mean, it's just this deluge. So maybe the number 2, 3, 4 doesn't matter so much. It's just the total amount of rain that's going to come in, huh?
And this area is already pretty saturated, the ground. So, I mean, the thoughts of where this water is going to go, especially in the hilly territories, I mean, it's tough to think about. And that's why we've already seen, even where I'm at right now, some of these shelters, seven of them in the county, have already started filling up. They've got room for about 1,200 people, and they've already seen hundreds of people register and begin to stay at these shelters because they don't want to be caught in this storm when it starts. They'd rather have a place solidified. They'd wait out the storm and then kind of go from there. But, you know, this is a storm that not a lot of people are going to mess around with after what they saw with Hurricane Matthew.
WGN Radio's Ryan Burrows on the line. Where are you again for folks that are just joining us? Give me your location.
I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina, so about 90 miles northwest of Wilmington. And this is a staging area for FEMA. It's where Fort Bragg is. So there will be a lot of resources that are going to be pulled from this area to head to hopefully the most dangerous zones. And hopefully this will be one of the most dangerous zones. But that being said, as much as 15 inches of rain is expected to fall between now and Saturday.
And how far then does that put you from the coast?
If you go directly east, maybe 50 or 60 miles.
Yeah.
But this storm should be a little bit south of that direct route. So we'll see. I mean, this thing is supposed to turn southward and poke more into South Carolina and really start having some impact on northern Georgia as well before kind of sputtering out and going into the Appalachians.
Yeah. So where are you staying?
Wouldn't you like to know? it is a home to suite. I got booted from the hotel I was at last night. I tried to, you know, the thing about, you know, this job is you don't know if you're going to be moved around. So to book a hotel well in advance is difficult because, you know, you don't want to book a hotel for 5 days and then have to cancel 2 days in and they charge you for it. So I only booked for one night last night at the Embassy Suites. And I tried to rebook this morning and they said, nope, sorry, full house. It's probably because of all of those utility workers. And so I actually found a place down the street. I booked for a couple of days now. So hopefully I'm staying put here. But, you know, hotels are tough to come by now with all the evacuees and all of these service workers.
Yeah, well, it sounds like maybe you're more fighting for rooms with the people that are coming in to help than the people that are seeking refuge. Maybe if I were going to flee my coastal home, I would go even further west than where you are, Ryan.
Yeah, and you'd still be in the cone of the storm, too. I mean, if you want to evacuate completely, it's probably a good idea to just get out of the storm cone altogether and maybe head up to Virginia. A lot of people are going with family members. I talked to one gentleman who fled from Wilmington, and he said that he thought that this would be kind of a good place out of the reach, but he felt like he could still get back in a few days to his home once this storm passes if need be. So, you know, everyone's got kind of different decisions on this. For some people, it's a vacation. Hey, let's just get out of Dodge for a couple of weeks and get back when everything's back to normal. Some people anxious to get home. We'll see. Once this storm hits and people have been sitting around in a cooped-up hotel for, you know, a few days, how antsy they start to get.
All right. Well, I appreciate your coverage, and we'll visit with you or listen for you later this afternoon and then maybe talk to you again tomorrow. But just one last tip for you, Ryan, and I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but I'm watching HLN, Fox News, and CNN, and the Weather Channel, and it seems to me like you need to be standing with waders on in the water, and you need to be screaming into your microphone as you're being whipped about. I don't know what you're doing out there, but it would seem to me like that's how you're supposed to do it.
Give it some time. It's coming. I've got those big boots and my wet gear in the trunk right now, and you know, we'll see how and when I have to use those, but they are ready.
I want the shot of you where you're standing there with an umbrella you bought at Walgreens, and it's inside out, you know, and you're getting battered about. So that'll demonstrate the power of the storm.
You should have seen me. You should have seen me covering Hurricane Harvey last year. It was not pretty. It did not have the proper gear on. Let's say, and a little bit more prepared this time around.
Learned your lesson, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Well, be safe and keep doing what you're doing, my friend. We'll talk later.
All right. See ya.